Good morning. It's time for our K-State Research and Extension Report. Today we have with us Maritazine Extension District 4-H Agent Carla Hightower. Good morning, Carla.
Good morning.
4-H, it is just about that time to start off the new year, so to speak. So how does that work exactly? What do folks have to do and how do they get a hold of you?
Yeah, well, it is. Our year starts October 1st because of being federally funded, state funded, and locally funded. So October 1st is the new year for 4-H, and it's really easy to enroll if you know a youth who is 7 to 18 by January 1st of 2024. They can join 4-H, and all you have to do is you can go to our website and get lots of information. You can call the office. You kind of pick a club that you want to be in, although we have some other options as well besides our community clubs. Currently, we have 6 Linn County community clubs and 13 in Miami County that you can choose from. Chances are there's one that's pretty close to your house or that has friends that your kids go to school with or church with or different things like that. And so it's really easy to pick a club, go and you visit the club, and then you enroll in 4-H Online. Not hard. 4-H Online, there's lots of questions we have because, like I said, we're federally funded, so we do have to collect some data, but it's just data that goes in. It doesn't go with names or, you know, anything like that. It's just ages and grades and things like that. So there is some things you have to fill out online to do it. We also have volunteers. We have many volunteers. We have about 100 volunteers here in the Maritazine District, and they have to re-enroll every year as well. Our 4-H'ers enroll every year starting October 1st on what we call 4-H Online. And, you know, 4-H is a great program. Some of the benefits that I see in 4-H is it's a family affair. You know, we want parents to be involved with their kids. We want grandparents involved, even aunts and uncles occasionally. So, you know, we want it to be a family event. And so it's not just your kid learning, but it's you sitting there with them helping a lot of the time. Or, you know, maybe they have a project leader, so you have one adult, but you're a project leader in another one, so you're helping all the kids in your club or in your county or district. I think that is really one of the things. The other things is we try to teach life skills to our 4-H members. Our goal is that when they become adults, they know what they need to do. They're more active in their communities. They're more likely to be involved. They get better grades, even if in school usually. All those things are things that we contribute to 4-H, and studies have shown that 4-H helps youth do. We want them to know how to find information. We want them to know how to be involved in their community. We want them to take an active part in their world, be able to, you know, make decisions, all those things that we need when you get to be an adult. You have to do those things, and so we're trying to teach our kids and prepare them for that. Like I said, 4-H is for 7 to 18-year-olds, and like I said, you can join right now even if you turn 7 in October, November, or December, as long as you're 7 by January 1st of 2024. As long as you haven't turned 19 by January 1st of 2024, you're good to go. We also have clover buds here in the Maritazine District. We have a Paola clover bud meeting each month and a Mound City clover bud meeting each month. And that's for those kids that aren't quite 7 yet. So they're the 5 to 6-year-olds by January 1st of 2024. And they can join our clover bud meeting. And that at clover buds, we kind of explore some of the different projects you can take in 4-H. So that is another question I have a lot of is projects. So what are projects? Well, projects are kind of those interests that you have. Maybe there's something you are already doing as a family. Maybe it's something the youth is really wants to learn more about. So, and we have over 35 different projects that you can take, and you do not have to live on a farm for a majority of the projects. So, you know, some of our biggest projects are foods and nutrition, photography, visual arts, which is basically our arts and crafts. We have a lot of the animals too, but 4-H is not all about just the animals. It's about a lot of things. So anyway, if you are interested in 4-H or you know somebody who is interested in 4-H, give us a call to Maritazine District Office, and that is 913-294-4306. Or you can go on our website at maritazine.ksu.edu and look under the 4-H Youth Development tab for joining 4-H, and we have a lot of information up there as well. So hopefully you'll be interested in joining 4-H in the Maritazine District this year.
And if you're on the fence about joining 4-H, I'll tell you my own observations. Watching these 4-H'ers grow, not just, oh, wow, from year to year, but watching the confidence blossom, watching the growth mindset of, ooh, this is interesting. I'm going to give it a try. It may not be my favorite thing. I may not be great at it, but I'm going to try and I'm going to learn from it. Every 4-H'er that I've ever met has been a truly amazing person. You know, surely they were a great kid going into it, but something about 4-H brings out the best in its members and its volunteers. Forefront of the community, being a part of things, it's amazing to watch. I'd recommend it for pretty much anybody. Thus endeth the testimonial.
Well, thank you.
Like I said, if you're on the fence, tip over. Give it a shot. Let's have the number one more time, if you please, just in case we've got folks that are willing to give it a shot.
Like I said, our number, you can call me here at the office, or anybody in my office can help you a little bit on that, too. And it is 913-294-4306.
Outstanding. Thank you very much, and I'm looking forward to hearing some new numbers on folks getting signed up. We'll be talking to you again soon. Tune in tomorrow morning at 6:40 for Frontier Extension District 4-H Youth Development Agent Jessica Florey.